This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated 184 newly Type 7 multi-storey flats for members of parliament at Baba Khadak Singh Marg, New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said around 350 new MP houses have been built so far since 2014. Mr. Modi said MPs from different states live together in these houses, which reflects the vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
आज मेरे आपसे कुछ आग्रह भी है। यहाँ देश के अलग अलग राज्यों और क्षेत्रों के सांसद एक साथ रहेंगे। आपकी उपस्थिति यहाँ एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत का प्रतीक बनेगी। हर प्रांत के पर्व त्योहारों का समय समय पर सामूहिक आयोजन होगा तो इस परिसर को चार चांद लग जाएंगे। आप अपने क्षेत्र की जनता को भी बुलाकर इन कार्यक्रमों में उनकी भागीदारी करवा सकते हैं। आप अपने अपने प्रांतों की भाषा के कुछ शब्द भी एक दूसरे को सिखाने का प्रयास कर सकते हैं।
The Prime Minister said the four towers are beautifully named after the great rivers of the country, Krishna, Godavari, Kosi and Hooghly, which gives life to crores of people.
मुझे खुशी है कि नए सांसद आवासों में सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट इसका भी विशेष ध्यान रखा गया है। ये भी देश के प्रो एनवायरनमेंट और प्रो फ्यूचर सेफ इनिशिएटिव का ही हिस्सा है। सोलर एनेबल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर से लेकर सोलर एनर्जी में देश के नए रिकॉर्ड तक देश लगातार सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट के विजन को आगे बढ़ा रहा है।
Mr. Modi highlighted that in this multi-story building, more than 180 members of parliament will be able to reside together, and these new residences also have an important economic aspect. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said that the claim payments will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has issued notice to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi seeking documents to back his allegations of voter fraud during the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. In a notice issued by Chief Electoral Officer CEO of Karnataka, Mr. Gandhi has been asked to provide documents to substantiate his allegations of vote theft in Mahadevapura Assembly segment, which is part of Bengaluru Central Lok Sabha seat. Relief and rescue operations are going on in Harshil and Dharali regions of Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand following the recent natural disaster. The administration, armed forces and other agencies have launched full-scale efforts to restore normalcy. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed officials to expedite all relief efforts. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. IMD also issued orange colour warning in these states for today. The weather agency further predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal and Sikkim today. While Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and Andaman Nicobar Islands are expected to experience heavy rainfall today. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced that Australia will formally recognise the state of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September, marking a significant shift in the nation's foreign policy. This decision aligns Australia with countries like France, Britain and Canada, which have also signalled their intent to recognise Palestinian statehood, aiming to bolster international momentum towards a two-state solution in the Middle East. The announcement follows weeks of internal pressure within Albanese's Labour government and growing public concern over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Germany has announced a halt to arms exports to Israel, citing concerns over Israel's plans to expand its military operations in the Gaza Strip. Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the decision was driven by the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza and fears that further military expansion could lead to mass civilian casualties and require the evacuation of the entire city of Gaza. And that is the end of this news bulletin.